Hello and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. In this sponsored podcast, we talk to Doug Donovan, who's founder and CEO of Interplay Learning. We talk about virtual reality training for technicians. We hope you enjoy the conversation. And now we're going to bring in Doug Donovan, who's the founder and CEO of Interplay Learning. Thanks for joining us today, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
To start off, why don't you just tell our listeners about Interplay Learning? I believe it's a training site for HVAC technicians, right?
That's right, and it goes actually beyond that. We're a 9-year-old education technology firm that has focused entirely on technical workers, right? Sort of the electrical, mechanical, industrial workers. And we've been doing it with 3 simulations from the get-go. And that's, you know, that's how we got to HVAC, the need to train and a technical aptitude that's really hands-on, that you really need to simulate what you're doing in the field, effective delivery of online training.
You know, is this in the residential side of it, the commercial side of it, or maybe a little bit of both?
Yeah, it is a little bit of both. Our roots are on the residential side, so something like 35 courses in HVAC training. The pillars of the catalog are those 3D simulations, which I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about. Most of that has been in residential, but because we're a catalog of learning where we add courses literally weekly, we're really deepening the commercial side. We're adding rooftop units. We'll see a 12.5-ton rooftop unit simulation coming out in the next week or two. Shortly, at the economizers and chillers. So yeah, while we're deeper in residential at this point, you know, fast forward 2 or 3 months and you probably won't be able to distinguish between the commercial side and the residential side.
Okay, interesting. And then who's developing the curriculum? Do you have people on staff? Are you working with HVAC instructors? How does that part of the equation work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have to use subject matter experts, right? We do it, you know, not just in HVAC, but we do it in electrical and some other industries. And, you know, as you can imagine, you can't have all of those people on staff. So in HVAC, for example, we've got 2 subject matter experts, both of whom have been practitioners and or longtime instructors in the industries. And we like having several. Sometimes we'll have up to 3. As you know, technicians don't always agree about the best way to do something. So it's nice to have 3 that you're leaning on. Sometimes a 2-to-1 vote carries on how you actually develop or deliver a message, et cetera. And so, yeah, being able to tap into the both practical experience and their ability to effectively communicate is, you know, what can be really challenging concepts. That's what we found. If we get a mix of former instructors or former practitioners, and they've done a little bit of both, they're the most effective as subject matter experts to help lay out what we should build, why we should build it, et cetera, and how we communicate it. We've also actually formed advisory committees that represent the industry, like different levels of companies, small companies, mid-sized companies, and large companies, and survey them. What do we need to build that would be most effective for, you know, onboarding new techs or advancing young techs or even seasoned professionals? So we use that advisory committee to help influence what content we're building and in what order.
Okay, and then I was poking around your website a little bit. It looks like virtual reality training, which you referred to a little bit earlier in the conversation, is a big part of it. Just tell our listeners that might not have an idea, I guess just to start off with, what is virtual reality training?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, virtual reality, I'll use the term VR here as we talk, is something you've probably seen commercials, right? You've seen the person put on the headset, you know, get a big smile on their face as we put them or someone gets put inside of an environment. It's used for everything from, you know, education to entertainment, you know, you name it, and people are starting to use immersive environments to either to educate or to entertain. In our case, we've been doing through what we call 3D simulations for 8-9 years, but they've been restricted to a 2D device, right? So we call them 3D simulations, and they look like point of view video games, right? If you play any kind of point of view video game from your desktop at some point, same type of thing, but we've been doing it with for HVAC training or electrical training and the like. 2 years ago when virtual reality came, really got to the point where we viewed it as commercially viable, we were able to take that 3D training, which was limited to 2D device, and now bring it to these immersive headsets. So what that looks like technically is you've got a headset, let's say it's about a $500 headset, you put on, it's tethered to a computer. When you put it on, you grab the controllers, you're immersed in that space. If you're in a basement working on an indoor unit, or you're on the outside working on a heat pump, when you're there, you think you're there. It fundamentally tricks your brain into, you know, creating that space, and that's where you are. And that's the power, as you can imagine, for training, right? People love hands-on training because there's reasons. They miss a key fact. One of the key things about the effects of hands-on training is the fact that you have a mental space that you can actually draw from. So you can recall that information. That's somewhat, you know, one of the problems with computer-based testing. When you're static or you're just sitting in front of a computer, it's not the same as your brain does not have a space to map that memory to. So one of the things that I often ask of people when I'm explaining virtual reality is I'll ask them, you know, what color is the rug in your living room? And what you do to actually recall that information is you create that space in your head, and then you look down. That's how our brains work. That's how we retain, you know, often recall information and how we can retain it longer. And so what virtual reality does is it allows us to that space for future recall and retention.
It's kind of the equivalent of someone can tell me how to program something and I'll probably forget it. If they walk me through it and I actually have to program it myself, it'll store in my memory and be easier to access, correct?
Yeah, there's no question, right? The active learning is better than passive learning, right? If you're actually doing something. And if we could train every future tech with a one-on-one mentor in the field, you know, we would do that, right? That is by far the best way you could train. But it's just not realistic, right? It's not scalable. You can't take your seasoned folks and put them with a junior folks and have them follow around for 3 years. What virtual reality attempts to do is create that mentor in the field-like experience, but do it in a scalable fashion, right, that does not demand that mentor is there. Now, we're quick to say, you know, virtual reality, which has, you know, been used in military, aviation industry for literally decades. Now, they've used, you know, more advanced computers, more expensive computers, whole different environment than what we're talking about here, but the concept has been proven over and over to be such a powerful learning tool. But the one thing, you know, we do want to point out is it's not intended to completely replace the hands-on training in the real environment, right? That has to happen. What the military, medical, and aviation industries figured out is how to use it in combination with hands-on training to condense learning times, right, to accelerate the adoption of skill sets, to faster time to competency, to better outcomes and fewer errors in the field, right, by soldiers or by surgeons. That same idea is what drives us to build our virtual reality delivery tool for these hands-on technicians like HVAC technical folks.
Okay. Now, how does it work for a technician that signs up for this? Is it like there's a lesson one, lesson two, lesson three that kind of build on each other, or do you just kind of go in and look at all the options you have and, geez, I don't know enough about this, I want to click on this and learn more? How does the process work from that point of view?
Well, there's a couple things that are important to understand. Number one is virtual reality is kind of the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae in that a lot of our users do not use VR. They're actually using their tablets, their iPads, or their Android, or their desktops, and they're using those, you know, I mentioned earlier, those 2D simulations. Everything we deliver to virtual reality, we also deliver to your everyday devices. So if you're a service manager or you oversee a team of 15, 20 techs, what they're doing is they're enrolling their team. It's a catalog price, meaning you get access to the full catalog for an annual subscription. And inside of that, there are numerous either learning paths, right? We've grouped courses together. Let's call it Technician 1 or Ready to Work or you know, sort of different levels. And so you can choose either a learning path, which will have a series of courses, and those courses will be a combination of simulation and what we call sort of old school online learning, like dynamic PowerPoints with voiceovers that help some of the basic concepts maybe that you need. So you either follow one of those learning paths, but there's also a full library that you can access. You can jump around if you'd like, right? If you're somebody who says, geez, I just want to deepen my experience around the refrigeration cycle, or I want to spend more of my time on using the multimeter in a simulated environment, you might move from troubleshooting a small commercial system to troubleshooting a heat pump and going through diagnostic exercises. So you can kind of shape it the way you want. We try to give some guidance on that. Inside of the sims themselves, we use what's in education technology or any kind of learning called scaffolding, right? We try to take you down a path that keeps you on what's called the zone of proximal development, right? So you're training and you're challenging yourself and then you're assessing yourself. You're sort of walking, you're running, and then you're at a full sprint, right? We try to take you down those learning paths so you don't feel like you just got thrown in there. I mean, there's a lot of thought and effort. So we've developed a skill set of instructional design that's taken 8 or 9 years to really get very good at what we do.
So you're finding it's more of your audience is contractors who are signing their techs up versus just the tech themselves trying to sign up and better themselves, or is it a combination?
We get a little bit of both. Yeah. The bulk of it is probably the former, the contractors signing up their teams, in part just by numbers, right? We get a company that says, geez, I've got, I'm spending too many green techs out in the field. We got to change that. And so they'll buy 10 seats or, upwards of 50 seats or 200 seats, right? So we serve them, and a lot of what we do on the learning management system is help support how they deploy that, how they use the things for, to assess who knows what, how they use it for career laddering. We have numerous firms now using it as a foundation to their training program. You come on, you join, ABC Heating and Air, and in your first 90 days, you have to do our beginner courses and show competency there. And when at your 90-day mark, you might get a promotion from an intern to aspiring tech or junior tech, and you might get a 50-cent an hour raise. So they're using it as the foundation of their training, assessment, and career laddering program. So that's where we're most active. We do have, the off the street, hey, I want to be an HVAC tech buyer, and they go on our website and, either access it on a monthly basis or buy an annual subscription. So we have that as well.
Okay. Obviously, the industry has a big workforce development problem because, as you kind of alluded to earlier, time's an issue, right? But I'm guessing with this, they can kind of log in whenever they want. So if they're doing it at midnight, they can do it at midnight or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It helps them get through it a little quicker, I'm guessing. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple ways we're sort of helping directly address the skills gap at the company level. And I think the simplest way is a lot of companies don't have a reliable training program, an internal training program. So they're sort of forced to search out experienced techs, with some experience, that is hard to find out in the marketplace. And so what we're seeing companies use us for are a couple of things. One, we've seen them use us on their recruiting side, right, in job fair, the virtual reality to say, hey, look how the HVAC industry is. So we've seen it on that side. But I think the other area we're actually seeing it is with a more reliable internal training program that's job relevant, right? They're not watching, video after video in sort of a passive sense learning theoretical, because the sims make it active and real relevant to what the on-the-job is going to be. It's really lined up well for these companies to say, hey, here's a program we can rely on. Here's a program that will help us assess who knows what or watch them develop. And because they've had this more reliable internal training program, it's allowed them to broaden their candidate pool. So think about if you're, a hiring manager and you needed to go find that seasoned tech, which or try to steal it from somebody else. That's a hard thing to do. But if you can find someone with the right attitude with the interplay system, you really can start training aptitude.
Yeah, it's a good point there, Doug. I didn't think about the career fair kind of aspect of it, when sometimes HVC is not looked at as the most exciting field. But if you have someone sitting there, you know, put on the virtual reality and kind of walk them through it, it kind of sells the industry a little bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, look, if there, you know, I know your audience, there's a lot of HVAC techs listening, and you know, they'll tell you, and I've experienced it just being part of it now. Being a mini detective with pressure and heat and electrical, I mean, the HVAC industry is really compelling for somebody who loves working with their hands, likes the sort of mathematical challenges that come with it, likes the, you know, different, you're getting to see something different every day. You know, it's a really, really interesting career, and not to mention, you know, it's also a lucrative career, particularly now as, you know, those people with skills are high, you know, more and more demand. So exposing that to the younger generation, particularly in a format like virtual reality, is starting to make a difference. You know, we are starting more people look in the direction of the HVAC industry. And what people sometimes overlook when they talk about the skills gap is they talk about the skills gap in, quote, our industry, right? You're an HVAC guy, you say, oh, we've got a skills gap here. But sometimes they don't recognize that there's also a skills gap in the electrical industry and on the production floors and, you know, right down the line with the electrical mechanical industries. And so not only are you competing to get people or trying to introduce your industry and your career to that younger, you know, either somebody switching careers or a younger person looking at a career, but you're also competing, right? The HVAC industry is competing with other electrical mechanical industries who are also fighting for bodies. So your ability to put yourself out there in an innovative way, you know, we've seen it, does make a difference. People pay a little more attention to the HVAC industry when they get introduced by it with things like virtual reality.
Right, absolutely. That's great. Really appreciate the time, Doug. If anyone's interested in Interplay Learning, where should I send them? What's your website, or how do they get involved?
Yeah, best place to start is interplaylearning.com. You'll get on there. You can get access to the catalog. You can poke around, read more about some of the, you know, effectiveness of using simulation, get a sense of, you know, what's available and how easy it is to get started.
Okay, sounds great. Really appreciate you taking the time today, Doug.
Great. Thanks for joining.